1 a.m., and we are now scheduled for a roundtable discussion with the assessor. And we have the assessor present.
Those papers are for something else. We're talking today, I believe, about the Department of Revenue. Because that's why Dawn is here.
Well, I assumed that's what it was.
That's what the roundtable was about. And I am not... I wanted to show you why they're asking me to have this signed, but I brought this report they gave me. I don't get any numbers. I don't want their numbers. It just tells me whether people are collecting state sales tax, not how much, but that's also part of proving my nightly rentals, is the fact that if you're collecting any state sales tax on that property, then you are a commercial. And I can pass this to you, what they...
Who provide, you say they,
the
who provide that?
The State Tax Commission actually...
The state gave you that?
Yeah. And when I asked her about the column on the far right, because it talks about bed and breakfast, it talks about... casino hotels, it talks about boarding. And I just wanted to clarify with her what that meant. She said, no, now you got to sign this paper. And so that's what I wanted.
How is being on that form going to get you the information that tells you if they're nightly rental or not?
It's kind of, some people register, some people don't.
Right.
You know, like City of Branson requires you to register your nightly rental, but a lot of people do not. They slip under the radar. And so their neighbors call, and they want fairness. And so if I find out it's a nightly rental, I need to back myself up. I do go ask people. I ask someone in person. They admitted they were. And then I told them, you know, how this is working, that they are being, they are commercial based on availability. And so, but this is just another tool for me to find out, so I can back myself up for going up to these people and saying, you know, are you commercial, are you residential?
If that form that you've got is the same form, correct me if I'm, is the same form that we sign for the, we have the county clerk and the treasurer on, and they get from the state tax commission, and it reports all the taxes that are paid. That form is what that's for. Mm-hmm. And then the county clerk gets it so that she can figure the TIF and everything based upon, and she has to use that amount. That's the reason they have it. But that form that you gave us, that's what that is asking for. It's all of that information.
Okay, because all I'm wanting is to clarify with them. They already sent me what this paperwork, and I just want to clarify with them what those definitions on the right column are. And so, you know, if this is something that they sent me the wrong thing, then we need to know. And I'm not trying to find out individual people's taxes, absolutely not.
Well, and that's not the concern. The concern is
yep. Look at your paper.
So that...
Are you on the one that they're looking at?
Sure. The concern is in order to get that information... if anybody were to give that out, that's a Class E bank.
Okay.
And so even if it's an accidental, that information to be given out is very clear in the statutes. I think it's 32057.
So it's not something I could actually just go in and research even in one of your offices that...
We don't even have access to.
Oh, you don't have access to.
No.
It's limited.
We're the ones that give access.
We're
the ones that give access, but we don't... We choose not to because it does not do anything for the function of our office.
Yeah. So when you look at what I just gave you, do you see any reason why, if they've already given it to me, why they couldn't discuss with me what the column means?
Donna might be able to answer that. Or
well, I think this is not the sales tax report. I think this is the business names report. There's more than one report on that site. And so this could be the report that has just the businesses. It doesn't list any dollar amounts, sales tax amounts.
That 4379 that she had, that report.
No. That's okay. To get this information.
Yeah.
This is the information she has.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe there is another report in the system that gives out just this information, but not sales tax numbers.
But you know the form that she wanted signed.
Oh, yeah, I got that with me.
And that is for what?
That is to give her access to look at this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But they've already given me access to that.
Who has?
But you're looking for it in reference.
A person at the State Tax Commission that, when I went with the Department of Revenue, I beg your pardon, she was with the Department of Revenue and she sent me that report. But then when I was asking her what that meant, she goes, well, I'm going to have you sign this. And I thought it was just me signing it, just like the...
No, the commission has to approve you. Okay. Being able to see
it. I don't think I want something that people are going to go get felons over. I mean, I don't want to see something that...
Well, I told you I could remove the sales tax numbers and just send you the
I don't
tax.
Know that...
But only if the commission signs off on
it. Well, I'm just saying, even then, I'd have to look at the statute. Just because you redact one thing, I don't know that I would...
That's why I said the commission would have to approve it. You'd have to sign the 4379 allowance.
So then she'd still have access to it.
Okay. She can't get it. I'm the only one who can pull the report. I pull the report, then I send it to David and Alan.
Oh, so you pull the report, and then you send it to the ones
right.
That we give it.
Okay. Now, what information are you trying to...
If Donna gives it to her, not if she gets it from the Department of Revenue. She would get it from the Department of Revenue. It would have everything on it. But Donna pulls a report, and she could take away...
What I'm
is
trying
what
to
you're
figure
saying.
Out is...
Only if we agree to it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
If they're...
But then that's not a
4379
form.
Running a night and run out of it because they won't tell.
I called them.
Sometimes they don't tell. They say
one.
That they...
We called the OR and checked.
Signed up with BRBR, BRO,
and
Airbnb. But then
well,
they
if,
do
but
that,
if it's redacted information, is it still considered a 4379? Or whatever the form number
okay,
is.
Okay, so the 4379 allows her to look at that data.
Right.
And she can do whatever she wants to with it as long as she doesn't share it with anybody else.
Right.
And you guys are the only ones who can give her permission to do that.
Right.
So I'm the only one in the county that has, me and Stephanie are the only ones who can pull the report.
Okay.
And then once we get the report, we send it to David and Melanie because they're on the list as well.
Right. Because they need it for the function of their office.
They need it for the function of their office, yes. Yeah, she's verifying the sales tax number, and David is checking my work.
And verifying sales tax, because I've actually had to go through the state.
I guess my thing is if we do is it the 4379?
Yeah.
Okay. If we do that form, and then we say to you that you have to redact part of it to give it to her, then we're not really doing a 4379, and so then we could get in trouble with her for not giving her all the information that she's legally allowed to have.
I see what you're saying, that if she asks me for the sales tax numbers, then she can have it if you give permission. I understand where you're going. Once you sign the document, the 4379, you're
you
giving permission for her to see everything.
Yeah,
right.
That's right.
And then any of that information, if she shares it with somebody, she could be held as a Class E felon.
Yeah, any of us can. Mm-hmm.
So is this the only... requested document to get any of that information? Is there any document from the state that can be
I don't know. I was surprised when they were making me
and this information on
what sounds to me like what Susan's looking for is not necessarily she's looking for.
Donna.
That's why I got my baby hung up, didn't I? Thank you.
Go ahead, Brian. She's looking for what she's looking for is not this information. She's looking.
So you're right. There may be something out there that does provide the information she's looking for. That's not.
It's on the same site. There's a report that just lists businesses with no numbers.
But is that site protected?
The only way you can get to that is the same way I get to the other stuff. So you have to have permissions to get to it.
But the Department of Revenue provided you with that.
When they go after licenses, do they have to state information based on those licenses. So then
I have something like this, too, for DOR, for my office, because we're not allowed to give out information about people's license plates and everything.
That's what the collector has, and it's a little bit different than what you're asking.
You guys gave Chuck Felton permission to have the same information for
the 4379 form?
He was put on there at one time, and he came and told me it didn't do him any good.
Thing is, I don't know that it's even going to do what you think it's going to do for nightly rental.
I don't know that it is either.
I don't think so.
I don't want to be responsible.
That's what I mean. Yeah, know what you're asking for before you...
Well, and that's why I brought this report to you guys that they gave me, because, like I said, what I was asking was very generic. You know, just can you decipher for me the difference between hotel, casino hotels, boarding, bed and breakfast?
Yeah, it's a different...
Yeah,
but Susan, so many of the nightly rentals wouldn't even be on there because they go through like
ARBM
and then other things, and so they won't even be listed on there.
Yeah,
especially the ones that are kind of flying under the radar.
Right.
I guarantee you, the ones that you catch there or the ones that you see there, they're probably already disclosing and being legit with you, anyways.
Okay. Well.
What we'd like to catch is those.
Into a bunch that aren't.
What we'd love to catch is those that are not paying sales tax. Now that brings in money to the county.
Right.
We can get them on to pay sales tax. And so when you send these out, and you'll see how it'll be interesting to see how you get your response for your taxes for your. Assessment form.
Cards and what's going out.
You're
changing
going to the 100%.
Right. Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to find anything that I can to back myself up. Because I, you know, and I'm telling people, my heels are not dug in. You know, if you are not doing this as a nightly rental, we absolutely do not want to charge you for that. We will move you immediately to residential. But
they're signing something saying that, right? Like what you've
right,
had before.
Right, we're going to have them sign something. We're going to send our nightly rental form to them through email or something. We did not do it this year. All the questions that we had to ask, it just seemed so intrusive. It was almost like we were trying to find out where people were sleeping every night. And so I went over it, and when I found out about this being where it's based on availability, not based on number of nights, that changes the whole equation. And so, again, we will have them sign a letter that states, you know, we are not renting this at all.
I just wonder if there isn't something out there that does help you find the information you're trying to find.
I don't know. Now Sheila mentioned, too, that for the merchant's licenses, you are not doing that, like City of Branson, for nightly rentals, or you are. Because Mona, she actually gave me a form for somebody. She goes, yeah, I know they need to...
Mona does the merchant's license. We don't do the merchant's license. Your
right.
collector does the merchant's license.
Maybe I misunderstood. The other day you said we don't do that for nightly rentals.
When I told you that the State Tax Commission said that nightly rentals were not a merchant, they were not a document. They were not. Yeah. They didn't meet the guidelines of a merchant and so forth.
Uh-huh.
And I told you that anyone can get a merchant's license if they want to. There's some merchants that they just want it for some reason. Maybe they're selling from their home and they don't qualify for merchants. The City of Branson made everyone buy a merchant's license. When Terry Doty, I'm repeating what I said to her the other day, Terry Doty, when he came over to Point Royal after he'd been to the City of Branson, he tried to force those that were nightly rental in there to get a merchant's license and send them over. Mm-hmm. And that's when the county came in. If it wasn't in the city, they can make their own ordinances. But the State Tax Commission's ruling on a merchant that they didn't meet the qualifications for it, and they gave the reasons why.
But we are having to send out, when we find out they're nightly rentals, we are having to send out business personal property forms. Because it is a business.
I'm assuming they're beds, couches, TVs.
Just like the motels.
Yeah. And the state ruled on that, too, as if the nightly rental, if I can't.